Electric car maker Tesla is preparing to build a massive battery factory. There's at least one report the company may have already broken ground near Reno, Nevada. But it turns out Washington Governor Jay Inslee tried to woo the company to build this high-tech factory in the Evergreen State. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has the exclusive report.
This isn't just a factory, it's a gigafactory. What's a gigafactory? That's the name Tesla has given to its planned 10 million square foot, multi-billion dollar battery production facility. Here's Tesla CEO Elon Musk on CNBC last month.
I mean, this is one of the biggest factories of any kind in the world. I mean, it's bigger than the sum of all lithium-ion batteries in the world.
Tesla says the factory could employ more than 6,000 people. It would manufacture enough batteries to allow Tesla to produce 500,000 cars a year by 2020. John Boyd is a consultant in New Jersey who helps companies decide where to locate facilities. Tesla is not one of his clients, but he calls this factory the most
coveted economic development project in North America today.
So you can imagine states salivating to land this mega project, states like Washington, where Governor Jay Inslee has made alternative energy and green manufacturing top priorities. Here's the Democratic governor speaking at his inaugural address last year.
We will not pass up a golden opportunity to create jobs across this state. We need these clean energy jobs that work for the long haul.
That golden opportunity appears to have arrived last fall, at least briefly. That's when Tesla gave Washington the opportunity to compete for the Gigafactory. The Washington Department of Commerce says it mounted an aggressive effort that included the personal involvement of Governor Inslee. Several locations on both sides of the Cascades were considered. Site consultant John Boyd has worked extensively in Washington. He says the state had a lot to offer Tesla, including low-cost energy. Also, Moses Lake is already home to a carbon fiber factory for BMW electric cars.
So there's a precedent for green-friendly auto manufacturing today in Washington state.
But Boyd says there are also some perceived business climate disadvantages based on Boeing's experience in Washington.
Number one, it's not a right-to-work state. And this issue of contentious labor management relations with disputes with unions and work stoppages, that's something that will make Elon Musk, the CEO of Tesla, cautious about investing in Washington state because of his experience in California.
In California, the United Auto Workers have made noise about trying to unionize Tesla workers. Officials with the Inslee administration say they don't believe the labor climate here is the reason Tesla passed over Washington, and they remain optimistic there will be other opportunities to compete for future Tesla jobs. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.